Mary, you are behind the big success of the new book library here in Finnish, which is an amazing addition to the town. Tell me a bit about that.
Hi, Kai. Thanks. And thanks for recognising our book exchange. It was installed over the weekend in Finnish. And as of last night, Ken O'Sullivan and Councillor Anne O'Sullivan and Councillor Deirdre Forrest were there last night to witness and take part in the launch. So it's a fantastic addition to the library. It's our second library project, and the book exchange came about in COVID. There was a lot of people in the village, they couldn't get to lead the library, and there was people that just, I suppose, they were walking, and, you know, it's great to always have a book, you know what I mean? So the idea came to us, and I discussed it with various women in the village that attend a book club in Finnish, and all the ladies were all encouraging and said, yeah, it'd be great to do it. So I spoke with John O'Mahony, and he's the chairperson of Finnish Conservation, Finnish Coast Conservation, and he built the toy library with me as well. So for the toy library, there was Una Ford and Kieran Ford, Mary Byrne Brown and John O'Mahony, and we installed that a year ago, and it has received tremendous success. Anyone that goes to the beach now with children, they don't have to bring plastic beaches or buckets or anything. Everything is there, or even the trucks and the diggers, they're all there. And as well as that, we have seen a massive reduction in beach waste with it also. So years ago, people would always be picking up buckets and spades and leaving them hanging off the wall or here. There's none of that now. Mm-hmm. It's people nearly know at this stage, if I go to Finnet, there will be something for the kids to play with. So it's an extension, I suppose, of the playground as well. There's something there for children. And we've seen a huge increase with children with many sensory needs, because there's every type of toy there. And I'd like to also thank Kerry Down Syndrome Charity Shop and Grace O'Donnell, because she always replenishes stock with me, and all the people in village in Finnet that take out all the rubbish out of it throughout the year, because sometimes things can be discarded there and left there, and it can bulk it up. So we've loads of volunteers in the background helping with that. So I suppose the book library was something that I always wanted to do in Finnet. For a lot of personal reasons, I feel that, you know, children that might suffer with dyslexia, they don't see people reading today, you know. And you have children then that can get be turned off reading. They think, oh no. Whereas I had read somewhere that if children, especially if they see people reading all the time, you know, they won't question it, or they won't
be unusual.
It won't be unusual, or, you know. And I feel that as a country of scholars and writers, that I'd always like to keep that in Finnet. So the idea came anyways, and I approached John O'Mahony, and he kind of half smiled at me, thinking, this is our second library. And I said, yeah. And we spent months designing the designing of it, the concept of it. John has spent a ferocious amount of time designing with weights and all this lining to protect it from the wind and the rain. The West End kindly, Brian O'Keefe, Mary Hutchinson and Dan O'Keefe came on board and said no problem, they would host it for us, because we had nowhere for it. And so they're hosting it there, thank God. And I can't get over the reception and the feedback it has got since last Sunday, and the books that we put in on Sunday today, which is Wednesday, and they're gone. And the one thing that I noticed last night with the launch was it was great to see children, and there were all different countries. There were holidaymakers, and there were locals, and people from Inch came last night to see the launch. It was amazing. And all the kids, the books aren't staying for the children. They're going, you know, and which is fantastic to see. This is exactly was the whole, you know, aim, was to see children taking the book and going away reading it. And, you know, that was the whole concept behind it.
Did you expect that to happen so fast, Mary?
No. I didn't expect to be down there and fixing it with John. And a woman came down with a box of books, and then, you know, we just put them in, and another lady came and she took some. And there were people who were cyclists, and they had taken books, because the books now are really good at the moment. You know, they're really good. They're recent authors, and, you know, people were exchanging stories to each other about, you know, which book was good. And to see the sense of community and people talking away about the book, and even the children, and standing back watching that was, you know, that's the satisfaction.
I suppose when you envisaged it at first, it was the whole idea of, let's say I went to the beach and I thought, I'd love to go reading something. I can go to that library, take out a book, even read a few pages if I want. Go and sit down while looking over at the ocean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's magical.
It is. And the West End have a lovely little nook next to where the book library is installed. And you can sit down there. You can have a cup of coffee. You can park up your bike. You can watch the world go by. You can, like you say, read a few pages. Or, you know, like the kids, especially if you have children who are avid readers, they want books all the time. They're always reading. So it's just great to go somewhere different and then say, oh, look what they have there. Or, I haven't read that. Or, you know, but I suppose that the whole concept was to be, yes, sitting on the beach and reading a book, or even sitting on one of the many benches by the Greenway and just chilling out and reading was the whole concept, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I suppose as well, it's great because if people have a load of books at home that they haven't even picked up in a very long time, there's a place for them to go now.
Yeah, and last night a family member of a local woman came down to support the launch, and they donated to the sand dunes at that time because their mother was always unable to get on board the bus to go to town, and his mother was also unable to go to Tralee Library. And she said, oh, thank God there's somewhere where I can go now and get a book at my own pace. Now, it is great, Kerry Library, they always come out to Phoenix every 2 weeks they come, and it's fantastic. They come to the school as well, which is the highlight of the pupils of St. Brendan's National School. It's fantastic. But this lady would like to come in her own time, and she has multiple comorbidities. So his son last night came up, and it was humbling to hear that the effect that you'd have on someone else, you know, more than just children, or more than just the passerby, or more than just the book lover, the effect you'd have on someone who loves reading and who was unable to get out to get a book was humbling.
What's your favourite book, Mary?
Oh, the one and only To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. I love it.
That gives me flashbacks to junior cert, so I don't think I actually feel the same.
Oh no, I loved that book. And my teacher at the time, Mrs. Noreen Sheldon, who currently lives in Phoenix, she really instilled a passion of the story, and I just absolutely loved that book. Yeah.
Well, Mary, best of luck with it, and hopefully this time next year we'll see your next invention here in Venus.
Oh God, please God. Listen, thanks Kaya, and thank you for always supporting us. Thank you.